This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's been just a little bit more than 2 weeks since President Trump signed a bunch of executive memoranda as all that emergency support for the economy dried up. The expiration of the extra $600 a week in unemployment benefits was the big one, and one of the president's memos was supposed to get the government back in that business, topping up unemployment benefits to the tune of $400 a week. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman looked into how that's going.
Right now, only two states, Arizona and Texas, are paying the new benefit the president promised, or at least part of it. They're paying $300 of the $400 a week Trump called for. Michelle Evermore at the National Employment Law Project says most states have applied to participate.
So it looks like states are trying to get this money out the door. But for the most part, I think it's going to take states quite a while to get this up and running.
States have to set up new online application systems and find new funding for the $100 a week that's their responsibility. But so far, only Kentucky, West Virginia, and Montana plan to pony up. So in most states, recipients would get a $300 a week top-up. Michael Strain at the American Enterprise Institute says that wouldn't be so bad, assuming the money goes out soon. He says the original $600 payment was more than many people earned while working.
There's very good reason to believe that continuing unemployment benefits that are that generous would keep people out of the workforce.
The expiration of the $600 benefit means consumers have had about $70 billion less in their pockets since the end of July. Mark Hamrick at Bankrate.com says that means
the economy will not be rebounding to the same extent as it would have otherwise. And we know that this rebound is quite precarious.
Oh, and one more potential glitch here. The money for the president's new program comes from FEMA's disaster funding, with wildfires ravaging California and two big storms heading for the Gulf Coast. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.